And now, James Gravel.
In 1 Peter 3:15, Peter called upon Christians to always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. What did Peter mean by the hope that is in you? When the Apostle Paul stood before King Agrippa in Acts 26, he said, "I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers. To this promise, our 12 tribes, earnestly serving God night and day, hope to attain." Verses 6 and 7. What was the promise to which Paul alluded? Paul answered that question when he wrote in Titus 1:2 about how Christians live in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Two chapters later, Paul wrote of how we, having been justified by His grace, should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life, Titus 3:7. Then, in Romans 5, Paul reaffirmed that hope when he wrote, "Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by faith into this grace, in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint." Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. Indeed, hope does not disappoint. Only Christians, those who are members of Christ's church, have the hope of eternal life. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, Paul wrote, "Now abide hope, faith, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. In heaven, faith will be swallowed up in vision, and hope will end in fruition. Once the goal of heaven has been realized, faith no longer will be required since we will be in God's presence. Hope will no longer be necessary since we will possess that for which we once hoped. Only love will continue, since it is the very essence of God Himself." 1 John 4 and verse 8. And it is only Christians who have the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised. Are you a Christian? A member of the Church of Christ? If not, you need to become one today. Please contact us if we can help you.